When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. G-Bag Nation 105.3 The Fan LA Live with Lucius Alexander is 17 minutes away from right now. We have Cowboys Twitter coming up inside the expressway. Everything that's been developing throughout your broadcast day. It's a fight week. Tyson and Paul Friday night. That's exciting on Netflix. Segment here is brought to you by Cars for Kids. Donate today, carsforkids.org. Man, I want Tyson to win. The anticipation, the buildup as a kid. Getting ready for the pay-per-views, knowing he's probably going to smash some guy who was once a household name in under 1 minute. It was a very special time, and just to relive a little bit of that nostalgia, I hope he absolutely clocks Jake Paul. Wouldn't that be exceptional?
It would be, man. He seems pretty locked in. Like the audio clips that are coming out this week of him and Jake, they're doing interviews together.
He seems dialed.
He's got the eye of the tiger.
Okay, we'll give you what Mike has said, the reaction, and now his reaction to that reaction here shortly. There's a couple of sports stories here. Let me just hit them real quick. The former NFL coach, Jack Del Rio, with one of the most insane DWI stories of all time. Madison, Wisconsin. He was a senior advisor there to Luke Fickell with the Badgers. The 61-year-old arrested shortly after midnight over the weekend. After a vehicle he was driving hit a street sign, broke a fence, and came to arrest in a yard, according to Madison police incident. Officers dispatched to the scene located west of campus. Witnesses directed the officers to the driver who was walking away. According to the incident report, no injuries were reported. Del Rio showed signs of impairment, admitted to driving the vehicle. He was arrested for his first time OWI, operating while intoxicated and released.
Madison will do that to you, man.
Is that right?
Madtown's a party place.
We have baseball hot stove. Winter meetings are about to go on. Winter meetings coming up real shortly here. Top five free agents with odds on the next team to sign him. Rangers only in the mix right now, according to the sports books. It's Blake Snell with their odds of adding him at 10-1. That'd be a shocker, though, considering how careful the Rangers are being with money spent, and some of the analytics around Snell suggest maybe it wouldn't be worth it. And then I want to sneak in like 16 seconds on soccer. Lily Johannes, not old enough to vote. She's going to be representing Team USA on the soccer field. 17-year-old committing to the U.S. Women's National Team instead of Netherlands. She's lived in Netherlands since she was 10, but she had the choice, and she's coming to play for the red, white, and blue. Oh, so I thought the soccer fans would be excited about that. Yes.
There we go. We need more of that, maybe on the men's side.
Yeah, we'll take all we can get on the men's side.
That women, they've got it kind of figured out.
The men
need some lilies over there.
That feels like the play. You just send all your 5-year-old soccer players overseas, let them develop until they're about 17, 18, and then you bring them back home to play for their country.
Dawson, absolutely genius. Send them to Europe or do you send them to South America to develop soccer?
Probably Europe. Yeah, in Europe, the big clubs, they invest for the infrastructure, so you don't have to pay anything. You're just like, hey, you're a really good soccer player, so here, come train with professionals in our state-of-the-art academy.
Yeah, please. I just kind of wondered, with Argentina winning the World Cup, I wonder if our
that would be a bad idea either.
We see all across the world that a lot of these South American guys are involved.
Yeah,
and they know if they're doing
heavily involved.
They're doing something different down
extremely
there.
Extremely involved.
A little too much involved.
No, they're football
just the
guys.
Right amount.
I mean, but you're going to be talking about pampered American athletes with the budget to send their kid to a different country. And
yeah.
Europe has the infrastructure. South America does it with like the culture of, yeah. you know, kids playing in their backyard with their families and
well,
stuff like that.
Maybe we need some more backyard playing.
Wait, yeah, we do. We absolutely need a lot more backyard playing. Right. Time now for some Cowboys Twitter and top tweets going viral. It started last night. Micah Parsons asked to reflect on the idea that Mike McCarthy won't be back next year. Here's what he said.
Mike, Mike's on the final year of his contract, so outside there's, of course, going to be questions. What's the sentiment inside the locker room, and what do you tell people who are worried about whether McCarthy will be your coach next year?
You know, that's above my pay grade about if Mike is coaching again next year. But, you know, all coaching aside, coaching, you know, Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but the guys I kind of feel bad for is guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year or on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
So, yeah, he's trying to talk about that in reverence to his veteran teammates. And I think accidentally, you know, hit Mike McCarthy. They're kind of ran him over. And, you know, as a result of that, he's faced quite a bit of criticism throughout the day. We have a couple of different reactions. You do have Rex Ryan said he doesn't deserve that. No coach deserves that. No player is putting in the hours that a head coach is, I can assure you. You can have some private issue. Go to the owner. Go to whoever. Go to Mike McCarthy. But why the hell do you think that you need to say that? Why do you need to hurt this man? Who do you think gets blamed for everything? He gets it anyway. So why are you piling on? That was Rex Ryan this morning.
And I see the quotes here from Micah in response to Rex Ryan.
We'll play we're going to get to that here in just a second. We also have a clip of Damian Woody, the former New England Patriots offensive lineman. He was on Get Up as well, talking about Micah Parsons' thoughts last night.
I've never heard anyone say anything remotely like that after a game. I really have. And, like, who the hell Michael Parsons think he is talking like that after a game? Bro, you've been missing all these games with the injury. And last time I checked, the head coach is a Super Bowl winning coach. And I know the season hasn't gone the way that everyone is expected to go and all that. But for you to sit there in the locker room right after your team gets pummeled and to just undress your head coach in that manner – see, that's what's going on with all these podcast boys out here in the locker room. Everybody want to sit there and want to spout and say all this type of stuff. There used to be a time when there's a little bit of respect, a little decorum in the locker room, because at the end of the day, it was about we didn't do enough. All of y'all got your asses kicked. Okay, and you're going to go out here and talk about your head coach, basically your head coach not working, not doing anything to try to prepare the team? I just think it's a bunch of BS, man. I really do. I like, we can sit here and laugh and all that stuff, type of stuff, and be here in shock, but that's disrespectful what Michael Parsons did to Mike McCarthy in that situation. Because I know, again, it's not the results that Mike McCarthy wants, but I know that man is busting his ass every single day to try to go out there and get a win, and to hear one of your star players come out there and say that.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Like, I can't ride with that.
That's total.
Okay, so the 214 has a funny text. Aaron Rodgers says Mike did not work that hard, by the way. So, yes, you could have that reaction if you want, if you believe that Micah Parsons said that with the intent of tearing down Mike McCarthy. Here's On the Edge this afternoon. Micah Parsons back in the lab. Had a chance to put his thoughts together. We have two cuts. First of all, responding to Woody and Rex.
A guy like Woody, right, a former player, he's a Super Bowl champ. He should know the significance of one, throwing out someone's injury. Like, I wanted to get injured. Now, that's blatant disrespect. I've never missed a game in my career. Not college, not high school, not even to up for about 4 or 5 weeks ago to injury. To say that I'm just missing games because of injury, like it's just some injury after I suffered a significant injury playing the game that we love. Someone who's been around teams and legends at that, can say, like, that's how I know we all have to see through the BS of what these TV.
The holidays are all about sharing with family,
meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Analysts are trying to do and, you know, provide us and basically take words. I never once threw or even intended to throw Mike McCarthy under the bus. Like I said, he's one of the most winningest coach. He is a Super Bowl champ. I never once brung up his past. And the question that was asked was about here in the Dallas Cowboys, did I see Mike McCarthy in our future? And I said, that's above my pay grade. So never once did I ever intended or wanted to reflect on Mike McCarthy's career, because I always knew it was a good one. I've always had a great relationship with Mike McCarthy, and I never even put that in question. And for a guy like Rex Ryan, I just know he wanted to coach the Cowboys. Like, I'm perfectly happy that we have Zimmerman, because if we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, imagine what he could do to a locker room.
Okay, so I never once intended to throw Mike under the bus. I'm going to take his word for that. I have no reason to doubt that he's lying. I just think that, you know, we judge ourselves on intentions. We judge others on our actions, on their actions. And, I mean, what he said definitely left it open. It was an unskillful response in the media last night. That's what created this. Not, you know, bad journalism from Woody or Rex Ryan. And I think he would have done well to own that. Like, man, I see how the world's reacting. I just wanted to say, I'm sorry. I didn't intend to phrase it this way. I should have phrased it this way instead. And I think he would have everybody, no doubt, on his side right now.
972 said, who is Zimmerman?
Yeah, I thought that was pretty funny. It was pretty
good.
Just
an accident.
Zimmerman.
I mean, he'll go on to explain like the difference when he was talking about Zach Martin in the next cut. But that was where I think, you know, when he talked about putting forth more was as a Cowboy. Like, Mike McCarthy's been here 5 years. Zach Martin's been here a decade. I think that's what he was trying to say, and it's been taken now into Mike McCarthy doesn't work hard. I think it was simply just like the time in which spent with the Dallas Cowboys organization. Zach Martin's been here and done more than Mike McCarthy has. I've definitely had my fair share of issues with Micah. I think this one where it was certain word choices here were taken out of context, and maybe he was dogging Mike, if you want to have that belief. I'm not going to fight you. Maybe he does have some issue with Mike McCarthy. I don't know. But this one, I do think he had a positive intent to just speak up for a teammate versus really going after Mike McCarthy in this situation.
I agree with you on that. Let's hear the rest from Micah Parsons on his podcast today, and then we'll get to LA Live here coming up in about 5 minutes.
When you play football, all coaching aside, and you can look at college, you can look at even the pros, coaches are, you know, their careers are way longer. You know, they can decide to take a better job. They can move on. You kind of see that a lot from DCs, OCs, head coaching positions. Sometimes better job openings just open up. And you truly never know. You never know how the dice is going to roll with coaches. But when you talk about guys you consistently going to war with, man, like – guys that I seen Tyron and Zach barely can walk throughout the week, take a tour to all, go out there and play, you know, being half a man basically and giving us our best effort. So when you see those type of things, you see guys pushing through injuries, pushing through just so much difficulty. It is the play in this league. Yes, 100%. Every time I'm going to always choose the brother that we're going to bleed with, we're going to work with, because in the end, you know, it's a small group of us, you know. There is no politics out there on that football field. I understand what he meant to the Dallas Cowboys organization, because I'm only worried about what happens at the Dallas organization, man. And, you know, it truly bothers me how much negativity that we choose to put out there. Because not once did I want this quote to be a negative moment. I only wanted it to be a positive light and shine light on guys like Zach Martin, who may or may not be a Cowboy next year, but is going to be a Ring of Honor guy, a Hall of Fame guy, and that just know that he just added so much value to the Cowboys that will be missed.
Yeah, I would just say, I would just add to that, you know, I mean, how about the 682? Stop trying to take up for Micah. He's a bleep-talking podcast boy. If that's how you feel, that's how you feel. I'm just trying to be fair to it. I'm not trying to take up for anybody or not. But, you know, to follow up that, I would say being in the media is difficult. It takes a long time to figure out how can I have a hot take without accidentally saying something I regret, right? So you get into this state where your brain kind of is regulating it and govern it and observing what I'm about to say in 5 seconds. And the longer you're in radio, the faster you can get, or the longer you're in podcasting, the faster you can get. And those two parts of your brain are governing it and managing it. But early on, there's a lot of mistakes to be made. And even if you've been in the game for decades, mistakes are made, right? If I was Mike, I would just acknowledge the mistake. Man, I was trying to say nice stuff about Zach, and I accidentally made it sound like I was ripping Mike McCarthy, or I did not care about Mike McCarthy. You know?
Yeah, that I think that's the most sound advice that he could be given right now, because you can't distance yourself from what you actually said, which was you want to win games and do great things with those types of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So I can understand if you misspoke. Yeah. I totally can. But that right there, you can't sit here and act like the media is trying to twist your words. Yeah. That sentence right there came out of your mouth, yeah, and you need to address the fact that you didn't mean to say it that way. I think we all can understand what he was trying to do, sticking up for guys like Zach Martin. But that line right there, more than Mike McCarthy ever did, you weren't even being vague about coaches or anything. You just put his name right back on it. Like, that's a pretty cutting line right there that he just needs to acknowledge. The funniest part to me, though, is when he's talking about Rex Ryan and he calls him out. He's like, funny about him, he wanted to be the Cowboys coach. I'm perfectly happy with Zimmer. If we have a guy that's willing to go on TV and provide this type of nonsense, just imagine what he could do to a locker room, as he is basically on TV. I'm watching Micah Parsons on his podcast, which it can be watched across the internet and the world. And what are you doing to your locker room right now on your podcast, Micah?
Yeah. Yeah. And speaking of that, Mike McCarthy presser earlier found out something really interesting. He said, if an answer gets to a point where other people in the locker room have to talk about it, then you guys have to meet face to face. So he and Micah had a meeting today, and it sounded like they put it under the bridge.
Do you guys remember, did Damon Woody comment about OJ Mayo calling the New England Patriots soft?
I'm sure
he probably addressed it, and I think he supported it.
Okay, I went and looked it up because I was just curious.
Yeah.
You know, I was just curious just in this.
I would assume they would definitely get his thoughts on that, being a former
Patriot. Yeah, I just didn't know. You know, it seems like to me that those guys have made a living talking about the Dallas Cowboys up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I just wanted to make sure, because we always talk about trying to be fair about things, but I was trying to pull something up on the internet, and maybe I didn't know what I was doing here, but I was trying to see if he had ever made a comment about the Patriots and the coach calling that team soft this year. Because that's something that, yeah, you know, I'd like to hear his thoughts on other teams, you know, not just the Dallas Cowboys situation, but I'd like to see if he made a comment about his own team, you know, stuff like that.
So, yeah, how consistent are you being?
How consistent are you in the media?
Are you just coming after the Cowboys?
Yeah, and I'm not trying to defend Mike. I'm just trying to say in the world of trying to be fair in this,
yeah,
you know, he went very hard at Micah and the Cowboys, and that's what they do up there.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Greenberg's show has become just target practice for the Cowboys up there with those guys. Mm-hmm. So I just, you know, I think there seems to be a level of trying to be fair. If he's talking about things about the Patriots and how they're playing, then I would tune in, you know, but I don't know if he is.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.